Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, August the 30th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which is to be found on the Podbean page, over to the left, under the Links column. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let's have a look at what's on offer for today. Well, I'm going to start with a discussion of the demographics of attitudes and values in the United States and how they've changed and why. And I think you'll be interested in some of the statistics that I offer here, because they really give the lie to those who say that the United States is just evolving. Then I am going to spend quite a lot of time talking about the Boeing 737 MAX scandal. It's actually much worse than people know. The internals of this have been collated by people in the know, and I will bring them to you today. And I think you will find yourself much more motivated to become indignant about this whole matter once you've heard what I have to say. It's a true scandal, and as usual, nobody is being dinged for it, and I don't think anything will change either, but you should know. Then I am going to talk about the arrogance of the Federal Reserve with its chairman, Jerome Powell, sounding off in Jackson Hole over the weekend. Then we will talk about why the Fed launched QE and cut rates to zero in the first place. It's all to do with the idea that you can cure debt with more debt, which of course you cannot do, and it becomes absurd to even consider any policies which have that as its base motive. Then a very quick word about Walmart and its employee remuneration policy. Then I'll talk about the recession. Now, most people have never seen a real recession. What we saw in 2008-2009 was not a recession. That was a quick, sharp pullback. A recession is far, far worse. And I intend to talk about that today. You know, give you chapter and verse on what actually happens in a real recession, which is quite shocking. So you will doubtless become informed, and hopefully you will be encouraged to take the necessary steps to protect yourselves. Then I am going to talk a very a little bit about corporate insiders who have the reputation of being among the most prescient operators in the markets that exist. And it's quite scary what they're doing right now. So listen up for that. Then I shall talk about how the majority of crime in the US is actually carried out by non-citizens, which makes Donald Trump's decision to build this wall and what he had to say in his pre-election campaign very prescient and very correct. So you will want to know a little bit about that, I think. And again, the statistics tell the tale. And then I will have a few words to say about the stupidity of heads of state in general. So, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you, as I said, independently upon request, 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of the information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. All you have to do, ladies and gentlemen, just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows or something to indicate what you need. If you wish to write a little explanation, you may do so, and I will take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So feel free to select any of the three shows from the archives at Podbean, but I highly recommend the latest three shows because they will give you a sense of how I deal with current affairs. So let me finish by giving you my contact information, starting with my email, which is also, by the way, at the top of the Podbean page. So if you don't write it down, you can find it there. It is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My initials, RWL, followed by martin1@aol.com. Then I have my Facebook and Twitter pages, which most of you know about. They are giving you a little extra information, Facebook of a more detailed variety and Twitter of the one-liner variety, both of which I hope you will find useful and entertaining. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. It's all one word and no punctuation, lowercase, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. Okay, my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. RM for Richard Martin, RM Wake Up Call. Again, one word, lowercase, in Twitter. So, have a wonderful weekend, everybody, and I will be back with you again next Friday with a synopsis of. Actually, I'll be back with you on Monday with a synopsis of the show, and I wish you all a wonderful weekend. So take care. Talk to you soon.